Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Monday, the 19th of July. The prepper tip of the day is to pray for yourself, pray for your family, and pray for our country. Our country needs prayer. Prayer is powerful, and prayer works. That's your prepper tip of the day. And this is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone number, be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon, 417-718-2597. Before you get back, I got a couple of things I want to add here, Sam, to your dialogue. I've personally investigated murder cases where the murder weapon was one clenched fist hitting one man one time. So I know, because I've personally been involved, if a healthy adult male is attempting to hit me with his clenched fist, I know he's trying to kill me. I know that because I've worked these kind of homicide cases personally. I don't need anything else to convince me that the man's trying to kill me. But go ahead with your dialogue. And by the way, Jerry's still holding here, Sam. You're on mute, Sam.
Let's talk about why Jerry's strategy is not a good idea. Okay, the fact that he made this statement, if someone's coming at me with a knife or a club, I'm not going to shoot them in the pelvic girdle, I'm going to shoot them in the leg because I don't want to kill them. I want everybody to watch the scene in Black Hawk Down. You can probably find it on YouTube pretty quick, of the young ranger who was shot in the leg and the medic is trying to help him, trying to pinch off his femoral artery, and the artery, of course, retracts up into the leg where the medic can't reach it, and the guy dies in short order. Okay, this is the part about terminal ballistics people need to understand. When you shoot someone, the permanent wound channel that the bullet makes, the destroyed path of bone and flesh, is going to decide whether that person lives or dies. You don't get to make that decision, because bullets, when they hit human bodies, they do the strangest things. Sometimes they expand, Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they deflect and go weird directions. I know people that have been shot in the pelvic girdle and the bullet came out the top of their shoulder between their collarbone and their shoulder blade right by their neck. Okay? Bullets take funny turns and it's unpredictable as all get out. Okay? And so you have to understand that it's the permanent wound channel that's going to decide whether that person lives or dies. That has nothing to do with you surviving the encounter. Nothing. Okay? The permanent wound channel, it could kill the guy almost instantly, or he could die 3 weeks later. He could still attack for the next 5 minutes and die 3 weeks later. What you have to understand about terminal ballistics is the temporary wound cavity, the shock wave that the bullet creates. That is what stops the attack in the moment. Okay? That is the reliable thing that will stop the attack in the moment. The temporary wound cavity hitting a CNS area or a central nervous system area. Okay? You shoot someone in the leg, there's no CNS area. Okay? And you could still kill the person. All you've got to do is damage the femoral artery. They still die. Okay.
Yes, may I make a comment before the show's over, please?
Yeah, you can make a comment when I'm done. Okay? Because if you're going to put out this garbage, this stuff that'll get people killed, I'm going to talk about it. And when I'm done, you can come up with whatever you want to come up with. Now, when you shoot someone in the leg, okay, they could die from a bone infection. They can die from a femoral artery being nicked. Okay? And so you're not really saving the attacker's life. And the folly of that in itself is worth a whole nother hour of discussion, but I won't go in there. Jerry, take it away, brother.
Go ahead, Jerry.
I do not make assumptions about your abilities, okay? But you make assumptions about my abilities without hearing things. I'm not here to criticize you or anybody else about their abilities. Everybody has different abilities. You made a statement saying you haven't been confronted with all this. You don't have any experience. I could speak for hours about experience on this subject. What is somebody's ability with a 9/11 at 50 feet and snap shooting and keeping it inside a silver dollar? Some people can do that. Some people can't. Each individual has different abilities. I've had dozens and dozens of examples where people were stealing, doing this, that, and the other. And you know what? I chose not to shoot any of them. I chose to give demonstrations. And you know what? Within a few months, there was no stealing. There was no looting. There was no nothing. I chose not to kill those people. I chose to educate them as to what they were up against. And so we should not attack each other when you have something more to discuss. For example, on the 19/11, all the FBI, these are facts, there's no dispute of this.
Oh, God, if you're going to bring the FBI into it, there's probably little truth in it, but go ahead.
Okay. The FBI did all kinds of studies because women, after being admitted to the FBI, which I disagree with, in any kind of a situation of harm, the women could not shoot a .45. So the FBI went ahead and said, okay, we're going to let the ladies shoot a 9mm. For as long as the FBI was around, the 1911 was, required. So they changed the rules so that women could be placed in harm's way. I don't agree with that. Now, you may agree, and we're allowed to have our own opinions, but the FBI went into intensive studies on this about knockdown power.
Jerry, you're changing the subject, brother. How many people have you shot in the leg, and how did it work out for you?
Never had to do it.
I know that. That's why I made this statement.
All I had to do was shoot in between their feet. And you know what? They stopped. and I could put three or four rounds in between their feet. Now, I've never had a situation on a gun with, you know, that type of thing. Should I have a situation with a gun, I feel very confident that I could do something different.
See, so, and you shot between their feet because they were stealing, right?
No, they had a
Why did you shoot between their feet, Jerry?
They initially pulled a gun, but they were of distance that I could snap out three or four rounds right between their feet. And you know what they did? They dropped their gun, put their hands up, and said, oops. Okay, I choose not to to do certain things, and each individual is allowed to make their own decisions. I'm not criticizing you. I'm not
What jurisdiction was that in, Jerry? Because I want to read the police report. You're not sounding terribly credible at this point, sir.
Orange County, Orlando, Florida. Three or four different times after the event was over, called the sheriff's department.
You know, it's absolutely insane when someone pulls a gun on you to shoot between their feet. John, I think we need to move on. I don't even know that I want to address this.
Let's do. We will move on. Jerry, thank you for your call. Our next caller is James in New York. Morning, James.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
So, Sam, I got a question for you. I have a 5.56, and I bought the iRay from you. I was just wondering what distance I should sight that in. I have it at 100 yards or meters, but I know you like sighting red dots in at 60, so I was just curious as to your opinion.
Yeah, I would like to see you zero that thing at 60 yards, just like the red dot. You know, it's 100 yards will work, but the reason we use 60 yards is because you're never more than 3 or 4 inches from your crosshair all the way out to 300 yards. And that's why the SEAL teams use it, that's why the CAG operators use it, and that's why we use it. Because if you zero at 60 yards, then your bullet is, let's talk about the trajectory when you zero at 60 yards, because it's kind of an interesting thing. Our students actually enjoy learning this. So when you zero at 60 yards, you're generally 3 inches from your bore line, your sight line is. So if you were to shoot someone 5 feet across the room, you know, 5 feet from you at close range, the bullet would hit 3 inches low. At 20 yards, it's 2 inches low. At 40 yards, it's 1 inch low. At 60 yards, it's dead on. Okay. Now, it starts to rise above your sight line slightly past 60 yards. So as you go out to 170 yards, you'll reach about 2.8 to 3 inches, depending on your ammo, above your sight line, about 170 yards. That's the highest point above your sight line. And then it starts to come back to your sight line, and depending on your ammo, between 230 and 270 yards, you're back to your sight line. And then at 300 yards, you're 2.5 to 3 inches below. But never at any point in the trajectory of the bullet is it more than 3 inches from your crosshairs.
Oh, that's great.
That's why we like 60 yards.
So by me, the range is either 100 or 50 yards. It's what, half inch high at 50 as opposed to 60?
No,
because I can't adjust.
It'll be about half an inch low at 50.
Low.
To be dead on at 60.
And I'd like to tell you that the iRay is amazing.
Isn't that a great piece of equipment?
It really is. It's phenomenal. It's expensive, but it's the best thing I ever bought.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible for detecting threats, and it is the biggest bang for your buck and the best warranty in the industry. And if you're going to get a thermal and you can't afford a $9,500 Trigicon, I would definitely go with the iRay every time and twice on Sunday. It's an amazing piece of equipment.
Yeah, and the clarity on it is, it's amazing. It really is. I never realized just how good it was until I actually had it.
Have you played a little bit with the contrast and the brightness?
Yeah, I played with the brightness, the contrast, the different settings. Yeah, you know, the white hot, the black hot.
Yeah, it's incredible. Once, Yeah, once you learn how to use those tools, those small adjustments in it, it's amazing the resolution on them.
And we were watching.
We were watching a fox. I live my property backs up to a large hay field that's 2 miles long from north to south and about half a mile wide, and we were looking out at a fox running across this hay field the other night around a bunch of deer. And we saw this fox, and it was really funny to see this little fox bouncing in and out of the hay with the thermal at 600 yards.
Yeah, I was watching my dog in the backyard without – it was off the rifle, of course. But it's just it's amazing. Better way to describe it.
Yeah, we've been trying to get the word out to people that if you're going to defend yourself, you need a thermal sight. You know, there's a couple of things a lot of people don't understand. And one is that if you're going to defend yourself inside your house, you need a suppressor. A lot of people haven't ever shot indoors. And the overpressure is obnoxious. It takes your hearing away, takes your sight away, the pressure. You're in a hallway and you fire a gun. Oh, my goodness. It's 10 times worse than it is outdoors.
It's like the end of the world. Yep.
Yeah, and so having a suppressed weapon to defend your home with is a really effective tool because it keeps your hearing active and your situational awareness up to par. Where if you fire a gun one time inside, you may kill the guy that's trying to attack you, but there may be three other guys that you don't hear coming up behind you because you just fired that gun. So having a suppressed weapon inside and having a thermal to defend your property with, oh my goodness, they're great tools.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, I live in New York, and they don't even let you put a flash suppressor on the end of the barrel anymore. It is ridiculous.
Well, come to Free America.
I was there once for the first session in the 360 range, but I got to get out of here. I really do not like living here anymore.
Yeah, I mean, people are leaving California and New York in droves, and I understand why, and I highly recommend that you come to Missouri or Arkansas or Oklahoma or Alabama or Mississippi. You know, stay out of Illinois, stay out of Michigan, stay out of New York, stay out of California, and stay the hell out of Oregon and Washington.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Okay. Well, good luck on that, James.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Our
next caller. Thank you, sir. Our next caller is Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, guys. I just was listening to Jerry there, and I feel for him. I can tell you, when somebody comes at me, I'm not like John. I don't care what if you come with a pair of fingernail clippers. I believe that you're there to harm me. I'm going to get it done quick in a hurry. When I get into battle, I don't care if I have to bite, scratch, pull your eyes, pull your hair. It doesn't make no difference to me. There's no such thing as a fair fight. When your life is at stake, you take care of the problem real quick in a hurry. Now, a friend of mine had a shotgun. He was protecting his family. This guy threatened his family. He shot him. He tried to play that game like Jerry. He hit him on the inside of his thigh. Guy bled out, died within seconds. He went to prison for almost 15 years over that. I can always remember the cops always saying, hey, you're going to shoot somebody, make sure you kill them. Because you'll do less time for that than you will by wounding them. Plus, when they get out of their medical state, they'll own everything you have. So you don't know if the guy's on PCP or what's going on. You can't play games and say, oh, it's a fair. He's only using a pocket knife, so I'll put my gun down. I'll use my pocket knife. That game don't perform. That's an old myth. That's an old grade school myth. Oh, you cheated. Oh, you this. Nah. That don't work in real life. And that's about all I had to say about that, but I know you want to move on, but I can tell you, you know, I can tell anybody from experience, there's no such thing as a fair fight.
Okay. Well, he's exactly right.
Al, thank you for the call. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. Thank you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 19th of July. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The sale is going on right now. The more units you buy, that could be you, your family, your friends, people you go to church with, the bigger the discount. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday. We got Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is FreedomCenterTraining.com. I say again, FreedomCenterTraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to sign up for training, get some thermal vision weapon sight, or maybe have a custom rifle built, just give them a call at 417-718-2597. How about a firearms tip of the week, sir?
I've got a great firearms tip of the week. When someone attacks you, never aim for the kneecap, aim for the pelvic girdle.
Okay. Roger that. Well,
Now, John, I want to, in all fairness to Jerry, I want to say last Wednesday night, I worked at the Freedom Center until almost 12:30. I didn't really realize it was that late. So I'm driving into the house. I live in this subdivision in Lebanon, Missouri. And I'm driving up the street, and I see four young men, 16 to 18 years old, walking down the street. And they're all in a group. They're in nice clothes, shorts and polo shirts, whatever, you know. They're dressed nice. They're not in hoodies. They don't look like thugs to me, right?
Right.
And I'm like, oh, it's a nice night. These guys are out getting some exercise. And I drive past them right as I come past the entrance. And I drive on down to my house about a quarter of a mile. I go inside and I look at the clock and I'm like, holy cow, it's almost 1 a.m. What are these guys doing out at 1 a.m? And I walk back out, the garage door is still open, and here they are coming up the street. And so I just kind of stand in the dark, and I got one of these super bright flashlights that'll shine a mile in my hand. It's off. I don't have it turned on. I just sit there in the dark, and I watch these guys walk up. They come up another house or two, and they're almost to my house. Two of them split off and go across the street and try and lift the window in the garage of my neighbor's house. The other two come over to the house right next to me and go up to that garage window and try and get into the garage there. Now, I'm assuming they're looking for beer. Because there were a whole bunch of pickup trucks parked by a house down near the entrance, not too far from where I originally saw them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I've got my handgun with me, and I've got that super bright light in my other hand. And that, by the way, is not a handgun problem. They're not attacking anyone. They're not trying to hurt anyone. They're trying to break into a garage. And so I turn the light on, and I scream as loud as I can, "I don't think so. You're under arrest."
Uh-huh.
And these two kids on each garage, they instantly peel for the center of the street, and they run south down the street at a speed I haven't seen since Usain Bolt won his last gold medal.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was hysterical. And I called the police. They come down, and they start shining their lights around. I chase these kids all the way back behind some houses, but of course, I'm not going to leave the street. I'm not going to trespass on somebody's property or anything. But they ran behind these houses and hid in the woods, and they went right back into this area where there's a bunch of poison ivy and a whole bunch of dogs that live behind this other house. And so now you've got eight dogs barking and four of these teenagers hiding in the bushes. It was absolutely hysterical.
You want to describe the make and model of that flashlight? Do you sell it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we sell two models. We sell a Jet Beam T6, and then we sell the TM 39, which is the one with the really sharp spot that will shine almost a mile.
Really?
And it's made by Nightcore, but yeah, they're great flashlights.
Nightcore is the manufacturer?
Mm-hmm. Nightcore is the manufacturer of the one, and the Jet Beam is the manufacturer of the other.
Okay. Which one is Nightcore manufacturer?
The TM39.
Okay. And these are available for sale at Freedom Center USA?
Sure. We sell them all the time.
Outstanding. Strictly handheld, or can they be weapons mounted as well?
These are handheld. They're a little too big to be, just slightly too large to be weapon mounted.
All right. That's good to know. Got a question or comment? This is Firearms Monday. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, issue with women in 45s is, I found out in Vietnam, is not true. I've told this story before. The wife of a Vietnamese officer, she was probably 5 feet tall, maybe 4 feet 11, maybe 90, 95 pounds at the most. I saw her handle a 1911 expertly and just put some lead downrange and hit the target every time she pulled the trigger. It's a matter of training and determination, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it's all about technique and using the big muscles of the body to control recoil. You're exactly
absolutely
right.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. because you can handle the truth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Gerald Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 19th day of July. The year's more than half over. My website is thelibertyman.com. My webmaster's back in the saddle, getting everything updated again. We have a special event taking place at Margaritaville Luxury Resort in Lake of the Ozarks next May. It'll be a lot of fun. Those who sign up will be part of my live studio audience for a week. That'll be a great, great event. Also, my website, Energy Cleaners. We're getting caught up with back orders. It's been a challenge. Just like with Ford Motor Company, getting these computer chips has been an issue, but we're getting caught up, and I'm looking forward to getting all these energy cleaners and these mattress pads out the door to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where Friday night they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $8. So check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Sam Andrews, this is Firearms Monday. Take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. His training schedule is posted at freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone is 417-718-2597. I hope those teenagers ended up with some bad cases of poison ivy, Sam.
You know, John, I don't know, but I do want to, before we take another caller, I want to get into something pursuant to what we were talking about earlier. So when we train snipers, okay, we have a number of drills that we take them through. One of the drills that we use is called a Know Your Limitations drill. And we place a number of small targets next to a bunch of other small targets. And their spotter has to call the target they're supposed to shoot. So there's a communication element to it that they have to get right. And there's also the executing of the shot that they have to get right. Because the targets are small. You know, one of our previous callers mentioned snap shooting a silver dollar from 50 yards with his 45. Well, that's great. Okay. We all have a good day. Here's the interesting thing. In the Know Your Limitations drill, it is designed to let you think you're better than you are. So when we designate a really small target with a bunch of other really small targets around it, if you miss the target you're supposed to hit, guess what? You hit the other target, and that other target is designated as a hostage. So you've killed an innocent person. Okay? The point of the No Limitations drill is to teach snipers what they can hit and what they can't hit under stress. And we stress them. You know, we make them run, we get their heart rate up, we get them in a situation where they've got to deploy relatively quickly and break the shot. And we're teaching them in the real world how hard it is to be precise under stress. The interesting thing about that is that as a working sniper involved in a hostage rescue team, it's not your greatest shot that makes you a great sniper in that environment. It's when your worst shot is good enough to get the job done and you don't hurt an innocent person. See, and that's the thing that's hard for people like Jerry to understand. They don't understand that you may have snapshot a silver dollar at 50 yards or 50 feet or whatever it is he said. You may have done that on your best day on a static range under no stress whatsoever. But you get punched in the face, you get knocked to the ground, you're offline, you're in bad terrain, you've just been in a car accident because someone tried to run you off the road and now they're trying to attack you, you're beat up, you're hurt, your heart rate's up, you're bleeding. These are not comfortable scenarios. This is not a static range with your favorite holster and your favorite 45. These are real-world scenarios. These are things that happen every day in the real world when people are attacked. And it's not your best shot on your best day that saves your life. It's your worst shot on your worst day being good enough to save your life. That's what really matters. And I've trained thousands of people in my career. We've had thousands of handgun students at the Freedom Center in the last 4 years. Not one time at 5 yards has the best pistol shot we've ever had for a student shoot our accuracy evaluation clean. And the last target on the accuracy evaluation is just about the size of a silver dollar. Nice day, favorite handgun, 5 yards away, target's not even moving. Okay? So far be it for me to say someone couldn't snap shoot a silver dollar from 50 yards on his best day. But I'm telling you, under stress, in a threat situation, nobody's hitting a silver dollar every time. And if you can do it some of the time, good for you. But the fact of the matter is, your strategy better work all of the time, or that's the day you die. It's your worst shot on your worst day being good enough to save your life. That's what you train to. That's what you plan a defensive strategy to, because you want to live. And I want people to be very clear about why I'm so hard on people like Jerry. Partly because they're full of crap, and partly because they don't understand what actually saves someone's life in a true attack situation. Notice he changed the subject from stealing to, you know, all these different scenarios. He was shooting them in the knee, then he was shooting between their legs. And he, you know, That's just garbage. If someone's actually attacking you and you're actually at risk of great bodily harm or death, you shoot them in the pelvic girdle. You don't get to decide whether they live or die. That's not up to you. But you save your life and you live another day.
I agree. Absolutely. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Hi, guys. Just a quick follow-up question while you're busy refuting myths. The shooting between the legs thing, you know, reminded me of the question of the notion of firing warning shots. And, it's my understanding that warning shots are something that just is not done. They can get you in huge trouble. I mean, you see it in movies and TV and stuff like that, but real world, you discharge a weapon, you know, when you're not aiming at an assailant coming at you with lethal force, you're the one who's getting up in the hoose scout, not the guy you're trying to warn off.
Yes. Yeah. And so when we train people at the Freedom Center, one of the concepts that we teach them is you must know your target. You must know what's behind your target, beyond your target, to the left of your target, to the right of your target, and what's between you and your target. And when you shoot between someone's legs, their body is blocking out basically what's behind them. You shoot between their legs. Where did that bullet stop, and how did you know it was going to stop there? I mean, it's completely an utterly irresponsible thing to do is to shoot at a target and deliberately miss it, because now you're skipping bullets off things and you have no idea what's going to happen next. You own that bullet because you pulled the trigger, and wherever it stops, whatever damage it does, you own it. It's a really, really bad idea, and I'm glad that Glenn called and brought that up.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, here in the northern suburbs of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm pretty sure the suburban police departments aren't too tolerant of that kind of thing.
Right, thank you. Good for you.
Glenn. Bye. Thank you. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Well, these topics we talk about are literally a matter of life and death, aren't they, sir?
Yes, and unfortunately, because of YouTube and callers like Jerry and the stuff they espouse, people get these crazy ideas that don't work in the real world and can get them in a lot of trouble or get them killed. And so it really is important. And, you know, that's why we say be careful who your expert is. Be careful who you choose as an expert. Be careful who you take advice from. Think of all the people that work on church security teams that are carrying concealed, that are wearing a suit jacket, and that are sitting down. Even after the Texas church shooting a year and a half ago, they still haven't learned the lesson. And the reason they haven't learned the lesson is because they haven't had to deploy their firearm for real inside their church, thank goodness. But you got to realize, people, that the laws of physics are real. We don't make them. We just live here. We live under the laws of physics that God designed. And if you're going to wear a suit and wear a concealed carry pistol on your back, and you're sitting on your suit jacket trapping your pistol so you can't access it, that's the day one of you or your friends is likely to die if you're attacked. That's just the laws of physics. It's that simple. There's no way around it. So you need to come up with a better strategy. Shooting people in the knees while they're running at you. Ha ha, that's funny. Shooting between their legs when they pull a gun on you. Sitting on a concealed carry pistol when you should be standing with a strong side rig that you can access in less than a second. You know, we all make decisions, and ultimately we'll either pay the price or reap the rewards of those decisions. It's just physics, folks. Don't take it personally.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. The call number is 512-248-8252. And practice, practice, practice. As you like to say, practice makes permanent, doesn't it?
Boy, it sure does. If you practice something wrong, you're going to be crummy at it the rest of your life. Make sure that the experts or the people you take advice from are giving you the right techniques and you're practicing them properly. And, you know, we use the example in our class of the FBI agents that were killed. They got in a firefight, and they were all found dead with empty shell casings in their hand and in their pockets. And most people are thinking, in a firefight, why are they picking up spent brass? That doesn't make sense. Well, the reason was, is when they were training, they were shooting and moving to a different distance and leaving their spent brass, and somebody that had to tidy up the range got pissed off about it, and so they created a rule where when you shoot, you had to pick up your brass before you went to the next location. So here these men are in a firefight, and they're picking up their brass instead of shooting the threat. And of course, they died in that fight. And it's a tragic story, but it's a very important story to understand that when you're in a stressful situation being attacked, you're going to fall back on the way you've trained. So if you've trained taking a few shots and picking up brass and you get under stress, you're going to subconsciously do what you've been doing while you're training. It's why we don't allow people to put their mags back in their pouches when they're fighting. When we're in training scenarios, you're going to throw that mag on the ground. You're going to strip it out and load a new mag. You're not going to worry about where that spent mag goes on the ground or where it bounces to. You're going to stay in the fight, keep your attention outwardly focused on the threats, and get the gun running again, because that's exactly what we want you to do in a threat scenario. We don't want you placing your mags neatly in a pile or stuffing them back in your mag pouch. You would never want to do that in an actual fight. That would get you killed. And so we train the way we want you to fight. No extraneous movement, no extra garbage, no picking up brass or magazines. Finish the fight. Keep the gun running until the fight's over. And people look at you like, well, what if I step on my mag? Well, what if I... So what? Keep the gun running. Stay in the fight so you live. We don't care about the $9 PMAG. We don't. Yeah. And it's a funny thing because people are, you know, they've been taught to take care of their stuff and to be organized. Well, right. Sometimes fighting is not the most organized thing in the world. Sometimes it's straight up chaos, and you better keep your gun running and win, or nothing will matter past that point because you'll be gone.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. You got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Sam, we get a lot of great information out here every week. We've had a lot of my listeners have been to Freedom Center USA in Lebanon, Missouri, and they in turn go back to their communities, and they become instructors when they return to their communities, don't they, sir?
Yeah, and that's a wonderful thing. We want to make people force multipliers. If you come into the Freedom Center with an NRA training certificate as an instructor, and you think you know something about firearms, you're in for a huge shock, because my instructors will humble you quickly. We have a series of drills and a series of evaluations that expose every single hole in your technique. And we measure everything. We measure accuracy. We measure speed. We know how long it takes you to change a mag. We know how long it takes you between trigger pulls. We know how long it takes you to move from target to target. We expose everything. And, you know, most people come in with a very humble attitude saying, hey, you know, I really want to learn. We get active snipers in the military, we get special forces guys, we get police officers, we get SWAT team guys, we get civilians come in, and they come in, I just want to learn, I just want to be better. And that's the perfect attitude to take when you go into a training class. But occasionally, we get some expert come in here that thinks he's going to teach the class. And when my instructors see just a glimmer of that little attitude coming out, I pity that fool. Because they're about to be exposed for everything they don't know and everything they can't do. And they don't realize it because they come in with this haughty, arrogant attitude. And you have to understand, when you train in thousands of people, you see everything.
Right.
You see everything from the most rank beginner to the fastest experts come into your classes. And you see everything they do well and everything where they can improve. and you get these NRA people that have had a 1 or 2 day class and they think they're an instructor and they can't run an El Presidente in 15 seconds. And there's an 18-year-old girl running it in 7 seconds right next to them that just started shooting. It's pretty embarrassing for them.
Yeah, well, that young lady doesn't have any bad habits.
That's exactly right. And, you know, this thing where, a woman can't shoot a 45. Man, I hate people that say stupid stuff like that. I mean, you've got the example of the Asian woman that was, what, 5'1", 5'2"?
At the most. Okay. 95 pounds. Yeah.
13-year-old girls come to their dad's training classes with a 45, and once you teach them how to hold the gun, they shoot it better than their dad does.
That's wonderful. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 19th day of July. Well, Sam, the year's more than half over, and we still have a lot of training to do before the end of the year, don't we, sir?
Well, we sure do. We've got a basic tactical handgun and enhanced handgun and basic tactical rifle group. That's our prerequisite classes, August 12th to August 15th. We have a long-range shooting course August 21st and 22nd. That's a Saturday and Sunday. And then we have another basic class with some room in it on August 26th to August 29th. So if you're ready to start training, and I would highly recommend if you haven't trained at the Freedom Center to give it a try. We do have a money-back guarantee if it's not the best training experience you've ever had. And I think it's something that is life-changing for people. And we hear that over and over again from our students. This was the best class I've ever taken. We've had superintendents of school districts tell our instructors, you are the finest teachers I've ever met. And we get a lot of compliments from people, and it's because we work really hard. Our program is superior by design, and you will make more improvement in less time than anywhere else in the country, and that is our guarantee.
Absolutely, and all the details are at the website, freedomcentertraining.com, freedomcentertraining.com. Well, I know people are paying heed because they're signing up and taking the classes, so that's not an issue. We just need more people to wake up and pay heed, don't we, sir?
Well, we sure do. This country's about to enter a period of unrest that I think is unprecedented since the Civil War. I think when more of this election fraud, the facts come out, that we're really going to see turmoil in this country, because you basically have one side calling the conservatives liars and cheaters and stealers, and then you have the conservatives looking at these people that stole the election and committed all this fraud, knowing that they're the liars, cheaters, and stealers. And of course, right, the sociopaths are never going to cop to it. They're never going to admit they did the wrong thing. And now we have a stolen election, and we have judges that are cowardly that don't want to fix it. I mean, it's going to be a giant mess. And so, particularly if you're in the cities or suburban areas, you need to get training.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. Have you back next Monday.
John, remember, defund the FBI, but support your local police. Let freedom ring.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's it for today. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because